Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chuck Harmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Corky Valentine. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Corky Valentine. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Garagiola for a passed ball. Bell moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz takes first base on ball four. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Post moves to second. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. Post moves to third. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Harmon hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentine juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentine. Jackson moves to third. Mixes moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Kluszewski reaches third base with a triple. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Kiner reaches third base with a triple. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kiner tags and scores. One out. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Post hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Klipstein, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 1 in the game. Garagiola hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards third. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Serena now playing second base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Greengrass strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Post hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nino Escalera pinch runs for Roy McMillan. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Bell reaches second base with a double. Escalera moves to third. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klusowski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 3 in the game. Greengrass strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 2 in the game. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Joe Garagiola. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat scores. Baumholtz moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. L. Tapp now catching. Bob Talbot now playing center field. Frank Baumholtz now playing left field. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baumholtz who is chasing the ball. Post reaches third base with a triple. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Post scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Corky Valentine. Warren Hacker now pitching. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Talbot. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Adams goes all the way around to score. Borkowski moves to third. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harmon hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Borkowski tags and scores. One out. It's 6-5, Reds. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Frank Smith now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper pinch hits for L. Tapp. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.